Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
Right, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's how you keep it real hot and fresh. Thanks everybody for listening tonight. Another hot Monday night, keeping it real hot and fresh. SSBN Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill. We have a great show for you tonight. So everybody, stay tuned in. We got a lot going on. This is your boy Z Fly here, along with my other crazy co-host. Y'all holler if you hear me.
What's up? What's up?
So what we're going to do is start things off is we're going to actually get into the weekly inspiration because, you know, like on Facebook, this is for those people who, you know what I'm saying, they done had a hard day at work, they're tired, they're about to go crazy. So, of course, you know, you need some weekly inspiration to lift you up. So, Tori D, what you got for us?
Okay, well, as you know, the past few weeks have been geared to faith, and this week we're going to do the same thing. We're going to keep it towards faith, and our weekly inspiration is going to be entitled Keep the Faith. We're going to come from Hebrews 11:1, and it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I chose this because there are so many people that go through life depressed and discouraged because they only focus on their present situation and circumstances. They're constantly dwelling on their problems, what they don't have, and what's wrong with them. They don't realize it, but when they're doing that, they're allowing the enemy to steal their faith. This negative frame of mind is what keeps people from moving forward in life. However, when you do have faith in your life, you have the confidence and assurance about the things that you are hoping for according to the promises of God. When a person has faith, faith says, "Lord, I know I can't, but I know that you can." Faith in God says, "Even when it looks like it's all over, I know that if I keep trusting in you, it's only the beginning and the start of something brand new in my life." So I ask our listeners and us as the host to start tonight by living with the attitude of expectancy. Get your hopes up. We need to throw away those negative thoughts and negative-minded people that we have around us. Then as we focus on God's goodness and his faithfulness, we'll feel the hope and faith inside of us growing, and we'll move more confidently through life and the blessings and the peace that God has in store for us. So, again, I want to remind everybody tonight to just keep the faith. And that is your weekly inspiration.
That's
from your girl, Tori D.
Well, that's what's up. Well, everybody, we do have a special show for you tonight. Tonight we have actually a very cool special guest host from the number one selling girl group, TLC. Now, for those of y'all who might not know who TLC is, you know, the new fans, new listeners, let me just give you a little bit of background information. Well, TLC, they're known for number one hits such as Creep, at which you heard at the beginning of the show, Waterfalls, No Scrubs, and I'm Pretty. According to the RIAA and Billboard, TLC is one of the best-selling girl groups of all time, and it has been certified for more than 22 million records in the U.S.
Wow.
22 million, more than 22 million. In 2008, the group was inducted into the all-time Hot 100 Artist Hall of Fame by Billboard. So, that's TLC for you. And tonight, we got our girl T-Boz from TLC. She'll be hosting with us. So once T-Boz get here, we're going to get it cracked.
Okay, well, that's what's up.
All right. So like, what's going on with Justin?
Well, with me, everything. I graduated on Saturday before last, and I'm back in school again. So everybody's looking at me like, we don't get it, but I promise you in a couple of years, you'll definitely get it. So just, you know, back in school, working full-time, handling that business, all that good stuff. You know how
I saw your graduation picture. You look like a super smarty pants.
Well, thank you. You know, that was my smart look. I put my smart look on.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look all dignified on your graduation pictures.
Absolutely.
If you had seen the reception pictures, which I did not post, that would have been totally different.
That's so dignified.
Totally different look. But, yes, we had a blast. It was out in Chicago, so it was cool. So that's what's up with me, school and work.
That's what's up. What's going on with you, Yada?
I am in the ATL. It is hot. I am just very excited tonight. I have been experiencing some parental issues. My children were gone for 2 weeks. In that time, they have totally changed. So now I am whipping them back into shape.
Wow. Literally.
Literally, but otherwise everything is great.
That's what's up. Let me just check something. Okay, is there a caller from the 843 area code on the line?
Besides me?
Yeah, besides you. Is there a 843, caller on the line.
Bless their heart.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to ask for all the callers. I know you're really excited to talk to T-Boss, but I think T-Boss could be trying to get through, but there's so many people calling right now. So if all callers could just give me one moment, let's let T-Boss get on the line first, then you can definitely call in. So if you are on the line, if you could just hang up, please, and let's let T-Boss come through. And once she's on, then definitely call, and we'll get you on, okay? But I think everybody's kind of crowding the lines, and she can't get through.
Okay. So thank you, guys. And we promise to get you on. Hey, just no crying.
Exactly.
Okay,
see,
that's
there,
the rule for tonight.
Is there somebody in the 336 area code on the line? Okay. Is there somebody in the 909 area code? Now I see y'all. Y'all ain't saying no.
They said they ain't hanging up.
I know, right?
Please hang up.
Everybody hey, hang up.
This is the only time we would ask you to do this.
Right.
Right.
Okay,
any other time, feel free.
Right. Is there somebody in the 718 area code on the line?
Me.
Okay, caller, if you could just call.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. T-Boss is not on the line yet. She's probably trying to get through, but there's so many callers. So if
all right,
you
I'll call back. I'll call back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bless his heart. We're going to get beat up after the show, Z-Fly. So that's
we all really get beat up for real.
We are going to get beat up. So do you have any more music, any more TLC music?
I do. Because
you got me in the groove.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to hit y'all up with some TLC. Let me just say, 817 area code, are you on the line? Okay. Let me see. Is there an 817 on the line?
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
Hey, this is Jade.
Hey, Jade.
Hey, sweetie.
Ashley, we're waiting for T-Boss to come in. We think that there's so many people calling in. She's not able to get through. So if you could just call back in a few minutes, like give us 10 minutes, you know, let's get T-Boss on the show, and then definitely call back in, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, the kids.
Okay, so everybody who's listening, who's at their computer, if you're listening, call back in about 10 minutes. Let us get T-Boss on. Is there somebody on the 586 area code? Oh, they hung up. Okay, let me see. And the last call, 843.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, if you can call us back. We're trying to get T-Boss on the line, so if you can give us a call back. Okay, yeah, call us back in about 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
909 area code. 909 area code, are you there?
They said they're not hanging up either.
Okay. All right, so everybody, we are waiting for T-Boss to call in. The lines look clear now, so hopefully she'll call. Let me get this right quick. I think so. 336 area code. Are you on the line? 336 area code. Okay, they hung up. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to wait for T-Boss to come on. We're going to play some TLC music for you, and Miss T will be on the line. So, everybody, please keep the line clear until she gets there. Thank you.
A side review will be exclusive.
girl that it was cracking. Told the truth, so I really don't give a damn. Let her throw the beans on the little show staring. Oh, some of y'all be pulling up big feet, big hands, just ain't big, but sex ain't worth a damn. We really wanna know these things. If y'all got the bap and not the swag, it ain't worth it. If you don't want the girl to talk,
y'all. Okay, I just got word that T-Bob is trying to get through, but everybody keeps calling in and she can't get through. Everybody, if you are listening, please, please, please wait until you hear T-Bob on the show before you call in, because, you know, if you keep calling in, it's just going to be a whole show of us. I mean, you know, we can talk, but you know what I'm saying.
But I y'all want to hear her talk.
Exactly. She's trying to get in. If y'all, I mean, y'all gotta stop calling in. I mean, 817 area code, are you there? Hello, 817. Okay. 817. Okay, they hung up. Let's see. All right, everybody, please let T-Boz call in first. When once you hear her, you know she's on the show, and then definitely call in. 919 area code, are you there? Okay, they're gone. All right, so if, like we said, just let T-Boss call in. She's trying to call in. I just got word she's trying to call in, but the line is blocked from everybody trying to call. So if y'all can just let her call in, once you do, you know, hear her, definitely call back in, okay? Here's another TLC song, Hey, 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 Hey.
Oh, no. Song just for our fans on the internet. Sometimes you need that.
You'll be back, boy, again and again. Baby.
All right, what's up, y'all? What's up, what's up? I hope everybody is enjoying the TLC songs because that's all you're going to get if you don't hang up.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me. Those lines are still busy.
They are still busy. And then the sad thing is T-Bot is trying to call in people. I mean, well, I don't get, okay, you know, I'm so happy you call in. I don't blame you for calling in. You want to talk to T-Bot. I want to talk to her, too. But we got to get her on the line. I mean, people, come on.
Let us explain really quick how this works. As we all know, this is an internet radio show, blog talk radio show. So in order for our guests to be on the show, they actually have to call in to the show. But they can't call in. We have 10 lines, guys, and if all those lines are blocked up, then she can't get in. And we had people on the line before the show even started that we asked to call back. We know that everybody wants to call her, and we know that everybody is excited because we are extremely excited. But you have to clear the lines, and just like he's doing now, once she actually gets on, everybody's going to get a minute, you know, to call in and say what you want to say. T-Boss, TLC meant a lot to all of us, but you have to clear the lines in order for her to call in so that we, you know, so that we can talk to her. She has a lot going on.
Exactly. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, while you're trying to clear the line, do you mind if I go into some of the things that she's doing right now as far as the sickle cell is concerned? Or do you want to wait? Okay, well, as most of you know, and if you don't know, now you're going to know, T-Vise is actually the national ambassador for the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America. T-Boss herself has sickle cell, which she's conquered, but she also goes out and she speaks and she represents. Now, the 37th annual convention is going to be held September the 30th through October the 3rd of this year, and it's going to be down in Orlando, Florida. So if you go to the website, let me get the website for you. It's www.sicklecelldisease.org. You'll be able to see where you can not only donate to the cause, but you can also go to that convention if you like. Sickle cell is a disorder that occurs in the blood, but especially in the African-American community. So, again, that website is www.sicklecelldisease.org, and we would love for you to go there and learn a little bit more about it. When I went, I was able to find out some interesting facts. For example, there are 80,000 Americans that have the sickle cell disease or disorder. I don't like the word disease. I always use the word disorder. And there are over 2 million people that actually carry the trait and can pass it off to their offspring. As a lot of us know, sickle cell is something that is hereditary, and you can find out if you have this disorder or if you have the trait for it by a simple blood test. So with her being the national ambassador for that, I know that that's something that she would definitely want us to get out and to talk about and bring to your awareness. As all you know here at Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh, we do AIDS awareness. We talk about everything here, but we definitely need to also be aware of this disease as well, sickle cell, especially, again, in the African-American community.
Yep, and thank y'all so much for clearing the line. I think we finally got our girl on the line. T-Boss, what is up?
Hey, I was like, I can't even get on here. I was like, oh, my God.
Yay!
Right. Hey, y'all.
Oh, T-Boss.
Hello.
How you doing?
T-Boss, you know what? We're about to spank you. We're about to spank you.
Why?
For real. We're like, where is T-Boss at?
No, my daughter had cheerleading at camp. Y'all have to remember I'm a mommy now, so
That's right. It
ran over a little bit, and child, trust me, I'm running ragged. Then when I did call, Nathan was trying to help me get on the line. I was like, well, I can't get on, so just tell me when it clears up, because I'm getting her ready for bed and stuff, because school starts next week. So,
okay.
That's
what's
okay.
What's your problem? Hello. Yeah, we are definitely glad to have you on the show. We're so glad to have you. I mean, callers, they're definitely going to hate because they just call them like they're going crazy.
Okay. I had to put that mama voice on the callers. Okay, kids, please.
Right. That is so funny. That's cool. Thank you.
But yeah,
no problem.
But you know, just to introduce us, I'm Z-Fly. Ashley T-Fly, you know, I'm the one that, you know, Will Z-Fly Bull, you know, the one you talk to on Facebook. That's me.
Okay, okay.
Okay. And then of course,
I
we got
my Facebook friends. Y'all are the best ever. I love it. I like having conversations on there. So it's fun. And then when I'm, like, not having a good day, certain people, I have a certain group of people, they crack me up on there. So I really love it.
That's what's up. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually go ahead and start this show off. Basically, well, just so you know who you're talking to, like I said, I'm Z-Fly, and Tori D, you on the phone?
You got your girl Tori D? Chattown, Tennessee, represent. Country girl.
Okay.
Who else we got?
You got Yada from the ATL.
Yada?
And you got E-Money from South Carolina.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and see the show. So, Tori D, what you got for us?
Okay, well, I actually had already gave my little spiel, but I definitely think that T-Box can do a far better job than me. I just really wanted to put some emphasis on your Sickle Cell Foundation. I know that you all did the golf tournament back in June. June. Okay.
No, June. You had it right.
Okay, June the 24th through the 31st. So, but I just wanted you to tell our listeners, too, what else is going on with Sickle Cell. I told them about the national convention that's coming up, but how can they help and how can they spread the word?
Well, first of all, September, just for those who don't know, that is Sickle Cell Awareness Month. So everybody's going to be having all kind of functions and all kind of things to educate you and to raise money for the month of September. So first and foremost, I'm happy to say that we have a month. So that
right.
helps, because now you're getting people to talk about it, you know, for, you know, a whole bunch of days straight and a whole
okay.
bunch of different events. But for those who don't understand, sickle cell is a red blood disorder, and it's the type of disease where it affects your vital organs. So what's happening is we all have a substance in our blood called hemoglobin, and that carries oxygen to our vital organs. So what's happening is oxygen is not flowing through your blood to your organs. So in the midst of that happening, it clots and gives you excruciating pain in your joints, and some people mm-hmm. have organ failure, strokes, et cetera. And when everybody else's red blood cells are round, ours take on an S shape, and there's three different types. So first, black people. It's been said that it's just an African-American disease, but it's actually people of color. But it's predominantly African-American. But we can all help each other out when y'all choose to have babies. Get your blood tested for everything under the sun, because you may find out about something that you never even heard about like I did, because I wasn't diagnosed correctly until I was 28 years of age. I am 39,
wow.
so that was 11 years ago. So I have something called sickle thal, and that's sickle cell mixed with beta thalassemia and arthritis. So, you know, black people need to give blood more, because we're so mixed up nationality-wise. You know, we need
mm-hmm.
all different types of blood to help one another. And it's sad to say that, you know, a lot of times I get all kind of nationalities to give blood except for black people. And I'm like, it affects us the most. I'm like, come on, y'all. You know
wow.
I mean?
And giving blood is not hard.
It. No, but they're scared of finding out that they have AIDS and stuff
right.
like that, you know.
Oh.
And it's just like, you know what, if I had cooties, I would want to know. Like,
yeah.
You should want to know. You know what I'm saying? Because that'll help you stay here. But it's amazing. You'll talk to people, and they'll sit up there and spread stuff, and then, you know, get sicker and go ahead and die. It's just like, why, when you can live on Earth longer and manage
right.
it and then not give it to someone else? I mean, what about that? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that kind of goes to a quote that you said on there, and it was something that really inspired me. It said, "Everything I ever wanted to do, I did. I'm all
yep.
for taking over the disease instead of letting it take over me." And when I read
that's
that was so inspiring.
Because
that's the way to live, and we have to learn
how
to live.
This. My cousin, she's no longer here. He has sickle cell anemia, and he died on Valentine's Day 2 years ago. And it was, I've seen my grandma pass from cancer, and honestly, I was just really shocked, even though I've seen a lot of things. I was just really shocked how ugly his death was. You know, he really, really had an ugly death, and it was terrible. And, you know, it really does matter how you think in life, because like I always tell people, I was told, this is what I was told, but for me, you know, I believe in God. God has the last say, so I was told
that
I would be on disability my whole life. I was told I would never have kids. I was told I wouldn't travel the world. I was told I wouldn't live past 30. So, you know, how you think really matters. And, you know, my cousin, unfortunately, I love him more than, you know, anything. He was my favorite cousin, but he used to think sick. So I used to tell him, if you think sick, you're going to be sick. He would go, well, Tiana, I can't come there because I'm going to be sick. Well, if you keep saying you're going to be sick, you're speaking on it. It's no different than I used to speak on being a celebrity. Not even more than a celebrity. I was like, I want to be a superstar. I want to be all across the world. I want everybody to remember me. I want my name to be known. I used to say that when I was seven. You know, and you know, when
you
I'm
made
in the
it
hospital,
come true.
Yeah, I think positive. Like, you got to get up and get out of there, you know. And I think about things like this, like, yeah, I have something that, you know, affects my life, sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes not, but I'm very blessed, and I've had a great life, and I also feel like there's people way worse off than me, because with sickle cell, at least we have some days that are up. There's some people who don't have those days at all, so you do have to count your blessings and not go through the whole woe is me thing. It's easy to do that as a human, but you have to look at the upside to things and then how to triumph and get over that the best way you can. So I can't. These are the cards I was dealt. So I'm not going to just sit up here and fall out and just, Lord, take me now. No, No. I'm going to get up, get out, and get something. I just got to go.
I know, that's right.
Just, you know, twice as hard. But that's okay. If you want anything in life you want, you got to go get it. That's why I tell my daughter, go get up and go get it. It ain't going to be handed to you. Go get it.
That is so true. So other than getting up, I'm sorry, Z.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one more thing. So other than getting the blood test to know our status when it comes to that as well, how can we help with the donations? Because we, you know, we're the type of group, and we did this the same thing with the HIV awareness. We like to get involved. So can you tell the listeners how we can donate to the cause? I know you have your website.
BozBiz, BozBiz.com. I have a website up there that you can click on where it says help me save lives or something like that. And even though it still has the golf thing up, I have to change it. But the reason I've chosen that, I am the national spokesperson, but the reason I've chosen this particular foundation is I really know that the money goes where it's supposed to go. Now, I have raised almost $1 million, and I've seen people driving cars and doing things, and you know, they'll have the karmas, you know, hey, you ain't going to have to deal with that because you don't take, you know, money from sick children, but some people are like that. So the reason I'll say you can donate to whoever you want, but the reason I put up this link and support this foundation is because the money really goes where it's supposed to go. It goes to help find a cure. It goes to help families who can't afford to pay for medicines to keep their children alive. It pays for those babies who have had a stroke at 9 months or 2 years old who can't talk because their heart almost stopped or whatever, or it was damaged because, you know, no oxygen got there, but you're helping pay their hospital bills or helping them to stay alive. So when you donate, my phone, y'all, it's loud, sorry.
Okay.
You're really donating. That's the Bee Gees. You're really donating to really make a difference and a change, and they really work hard to raise awareness. We're doing a big blood drive September, and the radio personality here, Ryan Cameron, is going to help out. And it's
love Ryan Cameron.
Deal. Yeah, it's going to be a big deal, and everybody's coming to the table to help support it. So, you know, if y'all can just, like, help spread the word when you know there is an event or you know, just by you even having this show and then talking about it for people to understand what it is and, and what they're doing. Because, you know, one thing people need to know is, where is your money going? A dollar helps. You know, some people go, well, I only have a dollar. A dollar makes a difference.
And I noticed that you had that on your website, too. And I was like, well, that's outstanding, because a child can come on and donate. I noticed
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
So that's great. But we want y'all to get grown folks, don't you give no dollars. We want you to go a little bit higher than that. You can do
you know,
it.
All that alcohol y'all be drinking, that weed.
Okay. That 20-20 twin.
You know what I'm saying? They be like, whatever you call, yeah, what you say, the 20-20 twin.
Right.
Alcohol, them packs of cigarettes, you know, things that you
that's
don't
right.
have to have. You
save
know,
life,
y'all can donate.
Z-flat.
You know, one of them packs of cigarettes. Don't smoke
exactly.
no weed this week. Nah. Don't go to the club and buy all your boys Cristal.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Donate him. Save a life.
So what we're going to go to the lines, T-Boz, and see what your fans is buzzing about. So it looks like we have a call in the 718 area code. Let's see. 718 area code. Are you on the line? Oh, okay. That's how it is.
They're going to be mad, but they can't call back.
I know, but...
I think it'll be real mad. Let me see.
Look, I'm sorry,
doing,
whoever that is. Look.
How you doing, T-Boz?
Hey,
doing?
Hey, caller.
How you doing?
Can you state your name? Can you state your name for us?
Michael J. Boone.
Hey, and of course, you said you're on the online with T-Boz. You have a question, comment for?
Yeah. How do you feel about Michael Jackson dying?
How do I feel about it?
Yes. Did it hurt you? Because it hurt me.
Oh, yeah.
I dance around.
I mean, I still don't watch what's going on. I don't even know what's going on. I mean, I heard that they said it was a homicide, but I don't watch it. I think it's terrible and pathetic how the press is covering so much negative stuff on somebody who had such an impact. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I said my quote, and then I kept it moving because I didn't want... You know, like Janet, you know, and all them, you know, I love her dearly. She's a friend of mine, but I think it's terrible how they're doing him in the press. And, you know, he has children and
mm-hmm.
a family that they're still hurting, you know.
They're really hurting.
But me personally,
yeah.
I love him to death, like more than words could ever describe. And I don't think in our lifetime or anybody else's lifetime will there ever be another person that will have an impact on our lives the way he has.
Wow.
That is so true.
That's really true.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
All right, T-Boz. I know that's, you know, still for me, you know, I'm kind of like you, T-Boz. You know, I can't even think about, you know, the Michael thing. You know, it's always on TV. And, I mean, to me, it's like, you know, every time I see it, it's kind of like that isn't real. So, you know, I can't believe it, right? I know.
I can't believe it. It hurts me to see it. Like, I don't watch it. So, I mean, how people were, like, dancing, and I know some people celebrate, like, his life, but I can't do that. I'm just sorry. Like, I can just now get to the point where I'm watching the videos but I won't watch the news. I will not participate in all that craziness. I just can't do it.
And
we don't blame you.
I remember how hurtful it was for me to go through it. And, you know, Rosanda with Lisa, and that was nowhere near on the scale that Michael Jackson is. And I cannot even imagine what it's like for his family. And I think they are so strong to do what they're doing right now, like how they're handling things. Like Janet, you know, just left here finishing up Why Did I Get Married Part 2. I just can't believe that she's even... strong enough to do it, and I think it's amazing, and I give her all the, you know, props in the world for that.
Right, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take another call, and then we're going to ask you some more questions. Let's see. Area code 903, you're on the line. We're keeping it real hot and fresh.
Hello?
Are you on line 903?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey,
hi,
how are you
people.
Doing?
I'm good,
hey.
How are you?
Great. What's your name, caller?
This is Kim Shank.
Okay, do you have a question?
Oh, Kim.
Okay, you know.
Hey, T-Boz, how you doing?
My cousin.
No, I mean, she's a girl. She cracks me up. She's always on Facebook. Finally nice to hear you in person. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
Man, I'm going crazy over here. I'm good.
Why?
Because I'm excited to be talking to you.
Aw, you're sweet.
So, I was wondering, have you seen any good movies lately?
You know what? I try. Now, this is trifling, and I hope nobody don't get mad at me for this.
Uh-oh.
No, but this is so wrong. But I'm even admit when I'm wrong, and I'm just going to tell on myself. But I want to see that movie, The Orphan, so bad that I tried to watch it for free. You know, the website that they had the other night. But y'all, it's so ghetto because you can hear, you can see the lady sitting down who was going to get some popcorn.
Oh.
Him shuffling the camera. And then it was all.
I'm not
going to
lie, I did the same thing last week.
Damn, what are they doing? So I'm going to go and take my behind to the movies and go see it. But I want to see that. I want to see Aliens in the Attic. And I want to see. Take Chase to see G-Force, and I want to see G.I. Joe as well. So I have a lot of movie going to see.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And I got more jokes on the way for you next time.
Oh, I can't wait. You got some more drawings and stuff too?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't wait to see it. I haven't been on the internet. I haven't been on Facebook that much, as you know, as much as I've wanted to the last couple of days, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be on there.
Cool.
Probably tomorrow. But nice to talk to you, girl.
Nice talking to you, too.
Oh, thank you.
For calling. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Oh,
so what we're going to do, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get back on this T-Boz, because T-Boz, you are in the limelight tonight. You know, you're in the limelight.
Like, that's my life. Friend. That's what I do.
Nah, it's all good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this album you got going on here. We're going to talk about that album you got. So, Yada, what you got about the album, Yada?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say hi.
Hi.
I'm from East Point, and I have, like, been with you all since day one. Oh, my God. So.
Okay, that's my old hood, East Point. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I'm still here. But it's
okay.
But we want to talk about your new album. We heard that there may be a new track with Wayne, and just wanted to know, you know, what's going on, and you have a new title for your album. Just want to get some feedback on that.
Well, yeah, I always have a title, but I never tell because I feel like I'm being jinxed if I tell. But the title. I've had it for a while. I originally did two songs with Wayne, but only chose one to use, and that's, you know, that Rebel Yell that's on my website that you can hear.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. But I used to love, like, Billy Idol. And actually, my brother, you know, from Trackaholics, he produced it, and that's one of my – I like that song, but that used to be one of my favorite songs to, like, work out to and dance to, so I love that song. But as far as the album is concerned – I'm almost finished. I have some more songs I've done with Bangladesh. I did this song called Gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
And he's the one that produced A Diva, A Millie, and that song, Why Do You Want to Break Up, that's out right now. But I don't know, it's coming along really cool. I can tell you some of the titles of the songs, but let's hope they still make it. I have a title called Rebel Yell. I have Good Girl, something called Good Girl. I have something called Stronger Than You Know, which is one of my favorites, and it talks about my life and what I just went through. And another song called Start Off New, which is talking about walking away from your past and starting off new. And that's all I'm going to say.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So will this album have, like, I wanted to say your typical sound, but I can't even say there's a typical sound. Always, you know, involved, always surprised. What type of sound are you going for in this album, or is there multiple sounds? And who else have you collaborated with?
Well, Too Short and Young Jock are on that song called Get It, Get It.
Okay.
And I briefly played that on the radio, the demo of it. Ryan Cameron talked me into that. But, I know.
That's I love him, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and just put it out on the radio just because I'm going to let people know I'm not lying. I really am working.
right, but you know how people are.
I know, right? Come on. That helps to say it. No, okay. What was the other question you said?
Just wondering what type of sound.
I'm not really into a genre of music. Like, I can't say a sound. I'm a sound like me.
Okay, and nobody else sounds like you. So
nobody.
Please don't try.
I'm a sound like me. It'll just be more of me. And not always singing every now and then. You know, not always that low stuff. I'm be like, Patty, no, I'm playing. I can sing.
And we gonna buy you.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll hear more of that. I mean, I always did do a lot of backgrounds and stuff, but they just never knew it was me. So you'll just hear more of me. But it's not about a genre of music. It's more about lyrics for me. I'll just put it like that and just music.
And that's what we need, more music with real lyrics.
Real music.
Nowadays.
Thank you, and that's what I'm trying to bring back what I do and substance and stuff that means something. That's what I want to talk about.
Exactly.
So that's basically when you say that. I hope that answers enough, but that's usually it for me.
Well, that's all that counts. So you doing your thing. You doing your thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying to.
Okay, child. Do you have a projected release date for your album? And you know, are we looking for fall? Are we looking for?
I don't put any dates on anything in this crazy business. I haven't decided what I want to do.
So we got to beat up to get the album out.
I know, right? You know what?
That's the next question.
I'm so leery about signing anything. I don't know what to do. So what I've concentrated on, honestly, is just the creative part because that part is not a rush. The paperwork is the part that takes the longest. But once you find yourself creative, you know, that creative space that you want to be in, and I have that right now, I'm not going to mess with that. You know what I mean? I'm just going to keep it going. So I'm a businesswoman too, but being creative, you need that time just to be an artist. And right now I'm in that mode, so I'm going to keep it going while it's going good.
Okay.
And then I'll get to the business part a little later, which is, dang, what am I going to do?
I'm so excited.
But this business is just not the jam anymore. It's not the same. I mean, if you just want to be honest,
yeah,
it's just not how it used to be. And, you know, you
and
gotta
we can
be real careful because y'all know that other contract TLC was in was jacked up. I ain't trying to do that again now.
All right.
Back on. Back on. Behind the scenes. No, what's it called? Behind the music on VH1. So I did it again. Oops, I did it again. No. I signed it.
Well, I was going to say, well, I got your bag on that next one.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
We all from the country. I got your bag on that next one.
Thank you.
They try to come.
I might go up there and cut somebody.
Okay,
oh, no.
Don't nobody know me. They know you, so you lay back. Okay. You lay low. They don't know me.
Everybody always talking about I'm trying to cut somebody. I got that from Bon Quickly, but I will cut. Okay.
All right, T-Boss, what we're going to do is we're going to go into another caller. The more your fans with a Z, fans in the 81817 area code, keep it real high and fresh with T-Boss. She's a special cool guest host tonight, 817. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? Can you state your name for us?
It's Jade.
Hey, Jade.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine.
That's good. Aw, I love y'all. I'm getting to talk to y'all. That's so sweet.
So, Jay, do you have a comment or question for T?
Well, I just want to let her know that I love her so much and you are a good role model.
Oh, thank you. Are you still here in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay, because I said I still want to try to meet you while you're here. I've been working like crazy. I haven't been able to be on Facebook like I wanted to be. When are you supposed to leave here?
August 9th.
Okay, well, we still got time.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
But I appreciate
you. I want to go.
Y'all so crazy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you.
Thank
you,
Jay.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, T-Boss, we have another caller in the 909 area code. Let's see.
Okay.
All right, 909 area code, you're on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear y'all.
Hi,
is this T-Boss?
Well, this isn't T-Boss, but she's on the line.
Hey.
T-Boss, I just wanted to let you know that I love you so much. I am your biggest fan. T-Boss is on the phone.
Is
she? Yes, she is. I've met you when you did Are You the Girl with my mom after the show. And I remember that you prayed with me and you gave me a big old hugging kiss, and I still haven't washed my cheeks since then. I've been your biggest fan since I've been 6 years old.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I just hope that you continue to do music along with your solo stuff, along with Chillion. I was trying to go to the concert in Japan, but I'm all the way in California, so it was kind of hard.
Well, yeah,
but,
child, it was hard for me to get on that plane to go to Japan, so I feel you. No, I appreciate it.
I did see the clips on YouTube, and you still got it. TLC still got it.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't believe she's on the phone. I've been waiting all day. I was calling since like 4 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, no, well. We haven't even started yet.
I told you we were having to turn down calls before the show even started. Well, good for you,
well, that's
sweetie.
That's so awesome. Thank you.
So I just want to say I love you so much and continue to do music.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
She's doing
it.
Good. My mom says hi.
What's your mom doing? Tell me, hey, Mom.
She says hi. You hear?
Yeah, I tell her. I heard her.
You are so beautiful. You should see my room. You're all over. TLC is all over, and especially
you
just all over.
Some pictures on Facebook or something. I want to see.
Yeah, I'm going to send you some pictures on Facebook.
Okay, awesome. I can't wait to see.
You're doing a tour soon. I'll send you some tonight.
Okay, cool beans. Thank you.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh, that is just priceless.
But
I think Mama was crying.
You gotta love it. I love it. That's so cool.
But you know what, T-Boss, you know, I know that you have heard this like all the time, but you know, you three girls, y'all have really, I mean, inspired so many people, male and female, and 'cause I'm one of them.
Then nobody say nothing.
That's right.
I appreciate it because when you're like not, you know, when you're out there working, you don't realize, you know, what you're doing because you're working. And then, you know, I haven't done, you know, been working. I've been on hiatus and, you know, I'm just here like being a mommy with Chase. And so, you know, when she started listening and stuff and watching stuff, I'm like, oh, I did do a lot of things.
You have. You have, okay, so T-Boss, so as you know, once upon a time, you put out a book called, a poem book called Thoughts. Remember that?
Right.
Thoughts. Mm-hmm. All right. So what we're going to do now, we're going to, we got a little part of the show, which we call Thoughts. And basically what this is, we just want your thoughts on, I'm going to say about 10 people or places or things or whatever. And then, you know, just give us your thoughts, you know, your first thoughts about this person, place, or thing, okay?
Okay, cool beans.
All right, okay, so number one is, what are your thoughts on Barack Obama?
Love it. I'm so,
you love him?
Yes, I'm so happy and honored to have a black president, and I think that it allows our black children to know that anything is possible.
That's what's up. All right, what are your thoughts on the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation?
I have lots of thoughts, but I'm just going to keep them all to myself. And I just wish them the best.
That's smart.
No, honestly, I wish them the best, and I think, you know, the press is a trip on that too, but I wish Rihanna the best, and you know, I hope it all works out. whatever makes everybody happy and feel good.
Okay.
But I'm going to just be quiet on that and just wish everybody well, okay?
Well, all right.
All right, number three, what are your thoughts on Beyonce?
I like Beyonce a lot. I love that new song. Was it Sweet Dreams?
Yeah.
Whatever. I want to wake up from you. I love that. But I like Beyonce a lot. I think she's a pretty girl, and I think everybody blows stuff out of proportion. Anytime anybody from TLC says something, they always try to start junk, but I have no issues with her at all.
Right.
And my daughter loves her. So.
Right.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay,
oh. No, but I like Beyonce. I think like there's still room for other people too. You know, how some people feel like, it's just about Beyonce or whatever. That's why I'm glad, like, Rihanna. You know, it's different genres of music, and different girls can still be doing it big in different ways. And, you know, so I think artists should still keep coming with it because it's enough room out here for everybody. But I love her.
That's
totally.
That's what are your thoughts on Wendy Williams? Do you watch her?
I tried to about 2 seconds, and I had to turn.
Oh, no. That's just keeping it real on fresh.
Yeah, I agree.
I hear that Wendy's show, honestly, is supposed to be different than a radio show. But, you know, it's kind of hard to give her any respect. You know, she's always been mean to us for no good reason. And I just think she disrespects people, and I think she's mean and hurts people's feelings, and they do it on purpose, and I think it's not cool. And I think everybody forgot the concept. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say it at all. Hell, they call people on the show, and then just to break them down, that's not okay. So it's hard for me to give her any energy at all, and I know, like, somebody was like, oh, her show's different. So I gave it 2 seconds and turned the channel. But I wish her the best, but that's all I can do.
1 second longer than me.
But she's just like, I mean, I don't know. What is she doing? Just talking live, and I don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
I'm not a Wendy Williams fan, and maybe she's going to have to take a lot more time to undo all the mean stuff. You know, maybe some of the people on her show don't know how she was in New York, but she was terrible to me. It was just so mean.
Really? I
thought it was terrible. What?
Oh, you must have been lit. You must have never heard her live show. I definitely have. She was off the chain.
Oh,
that's why she gave her 1 second more than I did.
She tried to do, like, one time, this is what happened. Now, how stupid is this? In 1992, yeah, I said 92. This is how stupid she is. We came on a boat. Me and Lisa went to a boat party to watch Jodeci perform. That was our only day off on tour. This lady comes up to us, who is Wendy Williams, and she goes, y'all turned down my radio show. And me and Lisa are looking at her like, what the hell is she talking about? You know, this big
what
old
this dude talking about?
Looking ass woman, right?
Right. What this dude talking about?
I know. What this man, no. What this
y'all,
man
y'all
was
joking
about? I'm joking.
I told you I got your back. I told you.
Because
it's going to take two of us. It's going to take two of us.
She just playing.
Look, you jump on and beat up one titty, and I'll beat up the other one.
Oh, Lord, have
mercy. I'm just joking, y'all. I like to joke.
She
okay,
just
it's all in fun. It's all in
anyway,
fun.
Yeah, it's all in fun. So whoever gets mad, catch one. Anyway, so. No, but look at my dumb ass.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? You're keeping
well,
it real.
Well, yeah, but I'm playing, but you know.
I just can't
be bad. You know, right. I got to
play. All right, what are your thoughts?
But hold on. I got to tell you this.
I'm about to go.
So she goes, you canceled my radio show. And we're looking at her like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, if you diss New York disses you. And we're like, lady. We don't know what you're talking about. The record company evidently had told her we couldn't do the show. And she thought because we were out at 1 a.m. in the morning or whatever time it was at night, midnight, that we canceled her show. We never even knew about it. We don't sit at a desk. We had just started the business. We didn't understand anything. So I guess, you know, the radio station said we couldn't do it, and we had one day off, and me and Lisa chose to just go out since we had a day off.
Exactly.
And ever since then, like when I had my baby, T-Bob looks 10 years older since she had her baby.
Oh, oh no.
Wow.
I
just didn't get a reply, so we just never did a show. But so I don't know if she would be nice to me, and it's like 18 years later, or she just always would say mean things. And I'm just like, lady, seriously? Over a radio show that we never even knew was canceled or booked or nothing. And I'm like, whatever, catch a break. So
right.
I don't know. But then if y'all see me on her show on TV, y'all know I just had to do it because my publicist said, and I was playing,
do the show, smile, and get that check. Do the show,
you know,
smile, and get that check. Hey, girl, where my check?
Do Wendy's show. I'm like, damn, 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 Gina.
Where my check?
I know, right? No,
oh,
I have to do because it's my job. That's the only reason.
I hear that. Okay, so what are your thoughts on hip hop today?
That's what all them people get for saying hip hop wasn't gonna be around because it's gonna be here forever.
Okay. All right. And that's how you end that. So what are your thoughts on teenage pregnancy?
What do you mean, like?
Well, I mean, so like for example. Well. We'll say what?
You said my thoughts on a period or like what?
No. Teenage pregnancy. Like, you know, like, for example, like so many teenagers are getting like, you know, pregnant at 12, 13. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Don't get me started.
Oh.
Exactly how I feel.
Have a lot of thoughts now. Now, looky.
How about
some of it I blame the parents.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And I say that because some stuff starts in the home. And looks like I went to the swimming pool, and I seen this 13-year-old girl who's overdeveloped for her age in a bathing suit that a voluptuous woman would wear. But I asked her who bought it, and she said her mother. So why are you dressing your daughter like a slut? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 13. So... I mean, some parents are loose. They don't monitor things. I think our video stations are training and conditioning our young girls' minds to be whores and to be butt naked and think it's cool and okay when it's not. And they're going more towards making people believe it's okay to be butt naked and to just do it like, you know, it's nothing to it. And it is a gift to stay a virgin. It is a gift to see your body. You know what I'm saying? That's not something you just be like, here, come on now. I mean, you know, I just don't think it's okay. And I think it's one thing if you're tasteful, but a lot of stuff is just like everybody's into just showing everything and doing Playboy and just doing sex tapes all over the internet. No.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay. So, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, I think more children should not only are they bringing a child into the world too early and not even, you know, they're still children themselves, but they're not even protecting themselves from diseases, which is more important than anything.
Right. That's crazy.
So, I mean, some people, if you're going to have sex, at least, like we said, have safe sex, at least.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So I could stay on the phone all day, all night, tomorrow, the next day, and all week in the month, and then next year talking about hoes. Yeah.
Oh. That's my cousin. That's my cousin.
You know?
Well. Oh, well, okay. What? All right. So, everybody, you just heard T-Bob's thoughts on teenage pregnancy. All right. I also had Michael Jackson, but you kind of gave us your thoughts on that earlier, so we'll just go to number eight. Number eight is, what are your thoughts on haters, people who just hate on you? What are your thoughts?
I think some people some people are so miserable in their own lives that they look for misery and hurt and pain in other people's lives to make them feel better or justify what they're going through sometimes. Because sometimes it's for no good reason. Like, why are you just so damn mad all the time? just like Cat Williams said, dang, you gang banging on breakfast? Like, what's wrong with you? you know what I'm saying? Like, you just wake up mad. Just like this lady down the street. I got a neighbor that's like that. She just mad. She just ugly and mad. She probably wake up and look up and just like, you know what? I'm just not happy. You know, ugly doesn't mean physical. She's ugly on the inside. Like, right. Not physical features. She's just an ugly person. That's just terrible. She is so mean. She's mean to all the kids in the neighborhood. Her dog tried to bite my daughter and her friend the other day. And the little girl, my daughter's friend, said, could you get your dog? And she said, shut up.
My Lord.
Your dog is trying to bite the kids. And you tell them to shut up, but that's okay. I got her back. That's why her dog is in quarantine right now. Okay? And she got
you know what's
going to
happen.
Her dog locked up, and she has to go to court for not putting on that collar. So her dog's going around biting kids in the neighborhood.
Goodness gracious. Get one of them invisible zap fences.
No, she has that, but she doesn't put the collar on. And the dog came out and started biting the kids. Like, if that was my dog, I would say, because, you know, some stuff happens, I would be like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I would have went and talked to the parents. Or if somebody was hurt, I would offer to pay for the medical or whatever. Show compassion. This heifer says, shut up. Okay. So that's a hater. Some people are just so unhappy. You know, misery loves company. They want to put their misery on some other people. Or, like, say, you know, I'll say I have a friend, right, and she got cheated on, right, by a certain, like, her boyfriend used to like a certain nationality of girls, so every time she sees one, she just hates on them.
Wow.
And it's just like, it's not the nationality. How about it's your man that's no good? So
exactly. How about just hate on him?
Right. So you have some
every time
people,
you see.
Right. Hold on 1 second. Don't talk to me. Don't do that. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Sorry. Okay. Some people, just like for whatever reason, you know, some people, that's what I'm saying, they're unhappy in some area. Somebody could have did something to make them feel bad about themselves, their hair, their color, skin, whatever. And sometimes they take it out on other people. And then you have some people who just are mean and ignorant by nature. And they don't even have a good reason. They just crazy. And like to lie and just not good people. So
yeah,
haters. But I'll say this for all the people who get hated on. Take that, use it as positive energy as to why you can show them you're better than that. And then you can be like, ha ha, in your face, now I could take that place, be positive, whatever you want to do. I'm just saying. I don't even know where that was going, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you did that. You did it. You did that, girl.
I'll just break out in a song in the grocery store, and my daughter's like, Mom. I'm like, I know, I can't help it, but I'm just a mom on the block, so whatever. But just use it and turn it into positive energy. And, you know, hey, whatever. Just like people used to hate on me, they call me sicko, and, your eyes look like a raccoon. They used to call me Batman. That kind of funny now, though. <Da-na-na-na-na-na>. But that's okay. But my dark circles has never stopped me from getting a boyfriend, and, hell, I'm still on magazines, so whatever.
There you go. There you
and,
go. There
people, 50 is beautiful people about 90 times, so you're right.
But, like, in your face, whatever. So what? That's
not
know. Everybody has something. We're all not perfect. We all have flaws, and that's just what comes with my package. Take it or leave it. If you don't like it, turn the page.
Mm-hmm.
And turn it in People's Magazine, where she was one of the 50th beautiful people of the year.
I hated both those. I hate it. They did it twice. Then we did it again. I was like, why? Yes, they took, of all the photos I took, they picked the worst ones both times. But I was just like, okay, let's just try to, you know, be happy, stinky,
right.
Stinky butt. You know, I was like, don't act all stank. be happy you're in. And I was like, okay, then. Like, you know. Right. So I talked to myself like, self, just be happy. So I'm with it.
That is what's up. So T-Boss, so what are your thoughts on Whitney's comeback?
Oh, I always wish Whitney the best, and I hope she comes back with a vengeance and showing what she's working with. I haven't heard her single, but I heard it was great, and I have nothing but positive things to say about her. You know, all of us have issues and problems, and I'm glad she's back, and she looks good. That's all that matters.
That's what's up.
Yep.
And last but not least, what are your thoughts on another TLC album?
We're actually talking about doing one, so that may happen in the near future. So you can look for some music from us, yes.
All right, that's what's up. Well, everybody, that was T-Boz's thoughts from her head, not mine, but her, so you heard it first here. All right, T-Boz, we're going to go back to some of your fans, see what's buzzing on the line. It looks like we have a 604 area code. Y'all, keeping it real high and fresh with that girl, T-Boz. Are you on the line with us, 604?
Oh, my goodness, yes, I am.
Hey, can you say your name for us?
Hey, T-Boz.
You came on here so excited. I love it.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting like for an hour. My phone bill's going to be huge, but I wouldn't care. I don't care.
Great energy. Hey, how are you?
All right. Good. You know who this is?
What's your name? Who?
It's Mel Anderson from I'm on your feed all the time.
I get to talk to all the people I love to talk to. Hey, Mel.
Woohoo. How you doing? Oh, my God. My heart's beating so fast. You know what? I stole a diaper from work last night because I knew when to pee my pants, and I just did. So that.
You are hilarious.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. Hey, anyways. Yeah, what's up? No, just kidding.
I'm happy I finally get to hear all y'all in person. I got to talk to Kim Shank and then Jade and now you. So cool.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, I heard them. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, when's my damn turn?
Hey, when's my turn, right?
So where do you live now? What state?
I'm in Vancouver. Remember I invited you to the Olympics? And
yeah.
You said, hey,
okay,
no, I think
overseas.
I'm busy doing an album or something or blah, blah, blah.
Right. That's what I thought. I was like, okay. That is so cool. So what time is it?
Right now it's 7:20 here.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I can't wait for your album. And I was going to ask you a question. Is Chili going to be on your album at all, like doing backup or anything? Or
she wouldn't be doing
any
backup,
maybe?
But, yeah, KO, my brother, is producing on it totally. He's actually, he did Rebel Yell and Stronger Than You Know in this song I have called Champion. So he has three. So KO has that. And as far as Chili, she will be doing a duet with me. I just don't know what song yet, but yeah, we're going to work together. But
great.
I'll be doing all the backgrounds with Debra.
Perfect. Awesome. I can't wait to hear it.
So thank you.
Now what else was I going to say? Now I have like a brain fart and I can't think what the hell I'm going to say.
I know. She does that to you.
Oh my God. I should have wrote this stuff down. Oh my goodness. Anyways, yeah, I love talking to you on Facebook. You're right, man. You're more than I expected. Like, I've been a fan for since 92. Like, I'm not telling you how old I am, but, you know, that's take your guess. But, yeah, no, this is great. This is perfect. And, hey, Will. Hey, guys. Nice to.
Hey, Mel. Hey, Mel.
Hey.
You know, Ashley, I know what you might was going to say.
Oh, no, Mel.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
The Facebook family. Back to
you.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay, I know, Mel.
I know. It's cool. I love it.
But
yeah,
Mel,
yes,
were you
sorry.
Gonna were you gonna say about, you know, the little you know?
Okay, well, do you want me to say it or you want to say it there, Mr. Z?
You say it. You're on the phone. You say it.
Well, now I'm nervous and shit.
Somebody
right.
tell
sorry,
me.
Sorry.
Somebody.
Okay, well, you guys.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, a few months ago, some of your, you know, most loyal Facebook family, friends and fans,
uh-huh.
and whatever came together. And we had a secret project going on for like 3 months. We've been working on this thing, like a tribute to you. So we have a whole bunch of stuff on there, like videos of us and poems to you and a whole bunch of stuff. And we had a blast doing it. We've all actually come together. We're all friends and great. It's just awesome. So it's on your page now. I sent you the invitation.
Oh, my God.
So you got to check it out. It is funny.
I can't
it
believe
is
it.
Great. Yeah. No, it's
you guys
beautiful.
Are the best. Who does that? I love it. I can't wait. I love to look at people and especially – oh, my God, karaoke, that had me rolling. I can't wait.
I want your sex. Oh! No.
Right?
Well,
I love
it. No, it's a song. I'm not saying it to you. It's a song. But, no, you got to check it out. It's called T-Boz Fan Vault, and it's from all of us. So it's you got to request to join so you can see all the stuff, and we'll
well,
and
I can't wait. Well,
yeah,
for all who I can't talk to, thank you, everybody. That is so, like, special. I can't believe it. I can't wait to see it.
And I got
to
say,
shout out to K-O Techno. Watch it.
Well, I got to say, shout out to K-O Techno. He was great on it, too. He can't call in, but he said, tell you this, he says hi. So he.
Hey, K-O Techno.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I won't keep you on the line too long because I know you have tons of other fans wanting to call in, and I'm just glad I got to sit here and pee my pants and sweat and talk to you, and this is great.
Thank you, Mel. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, T-Boz, take care, and Will and Tori, all you guys, and I'll talk to you on Facebook. And, yeah, I'm about to go take my dog for a walk.
All right.
Okay,
well,
see
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel.
Okay, love you, T-Boz. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, T-Boz, we have another caller for you in the 716 area code. You're on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Are you with us?
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, can you say your name for us?
Buffalo.
Yes, yes. Who am I?
Nathan.
Yes.
Y'all can't tell me I don't know my fans, okay?
Ain't that it? Okay, now, I'm not going to keep you because I get to talk to you all the time and other people can't, but...
Right.
My one friend who really, 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 really wanted to call in, but she, I don't know, she might still try, but she's been trying since it started. But just in case she doesn't, I know you remember her name, Tia. Her name is Julie Vito from Buffalo.
Yes,
she lives
I know
here
Julie.
Too.
She's a pretty girl. Hey, Julie.
So,
and I hope you get through. If not, husband
yes, yes.
kisses.
Yes, yes. I'll try to get her up there. If not, maybe we'll do a three-way call someday or something.
Okay,
but
please.
Now, you know, I have a question for you because when I talk to you, it's not really T-Boz talk. So now it's Nathan and T-Boz talk, okay?
Okay. What is my T-Boz question?
Well, actually, it might be for Gertie. No. Okay. My,
oh, sorry, Gertie. Oh, sorry.
You know what? I can't even do the voice until I see my face distorted. I'm like, what is that voice anyway?
It's
Gertie.
So funny, though. Y'all got to go take that out on her website.
Everybody that I want to be on buzzfizz.com, and everybody wants to talk to me. So what do you want to know, Nathan?
There you go. Okay. Now, this song that you have is Stronger Than You Know, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, being that I have, you know, been through everything and then some with, you know, my mother being ill and my father being ill,
right.
Just to tie it into with that song, because... you know I want to hear it. What could you give advice to somebody? Like, I always, whenever I have a problem, you know you're the first person I call, and you always, always brighten the day. So I know that there are people out. Oh, you're welcome. But I know that there are people out there who are listening or will listen who just, they don't have that positive energy or that push or, you know, that anything. And then they turn to your music or, you know, TLC's music, and it gives them that burst of, you know, it's just everything's going to be okay. What do you say to them when, because I know you get it all the time, messages, you know, all that stuff of people saying how they've, you know, saved, you know, you've saved them or whatever. What is your outlook
right.
on that? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I still can't believe it, really.
I know you're like, I'm
mean,
just a normal
friends,
girl.
Well, yeah, my friends always say I'm good at advice, but.
You sure
sometimes
are.
Sometimes I think, like, why am I not as good with my own life? You know, it's like, golly, why did I do that with myself? I'm totally honored that people even feel better if I say something or if I can make a difference. But always want to be that person that, you know, you can talk to, or if I can make a difference, I want to, because I also feel like, you know, we as celebrities, can reach people in a different way that, you know, a lot of people can't. And I feel like more of us should be more positive, or more of us should try to help out areas that, you know, we can, instead of just, you know, how they spend money drinking alcohol or whatever.
Right.
Like, that's why I always try to give back or spend time with people who can't go home for Christmas if they're in the hospital, or just whatever, whenever I can. It doesn't always have to be about money. Time is free, so you can do that too.
That's
but I
true.
Think it's really, you know, an honor that people, you know, even look at me that way. So that's really cool to know I made a difference. And it still shocks me every day. I'm like, really? Seriously?
Well, you have, and it's definitely good karma points on your end. You know that
you got
angels watching over
me.
You. Well, you
thank
know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to let other people call in, and I'm upset that you didn't get your Muddy Taco order in yet. You had till Friday, Mama.
I know, but I didn't know what to order.
Anything you want. I told you, get
I'm
one of
everything. What if it ain't going well? I don't want nothing to be soggy and stuff when it gets
well,
here.
No, they'll package it all separate for you. Well, I'll call you after this, and we'll figure it out.
Well,
but
yeah, don't be putting my meat in my taco shell and stuff, because I want to be able to fix it when I get it myself.
They're like, what the hell are they talking about?
Okay.
Nah, do your thing. Girl, go and get that taco order in.
Well, Mexican food is my favorite food, and he has a place that he wants me to taste, so he's going to package it up in some dry ice.
Cool.
And send it to me.
That's your way. That's me luring you into Buffalo. That's it. You said, come visit.
Yeah,
come
so
visit.
Then I want it so much, I'm going to come and live with
right.
Nathan.
Yes.
And I think your cousin Tori needs to sample that too. And
oh, that's your cousin, in North Carolina. You know, T-Bies, you know the NC, the Carolinas. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
We'll have a big old Mexican party in Buffalo over here at my house. Are you all invited?
Hey.
Yeah. All right, sweetie. I will talk to you soon, and thank you for talking with me. I'll talk to you. I'll call you in a little bit. You call me, all right?
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Nathan.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right, T-Boss, real quick. Now, this right here, T-Boss, this area code is on my neck of the hood. It's the 919. 919, are you on the phone?
Okay.
Oh, the 919 area
code. What's 919? North Carolina.
Wait, 919 is Raleigh. Oh. Y'all ain't know that. That West County.
Yeah, I just took my shirt off and spun it in the hair like an helicopter.
Yeah. Hold on, who's talking?
Who this talking? It's Mimi.
Oh.
Don't ask me who I am. Who are you? I'm kidding. If you already
who
know,
is you? Who
on.
Is this?
Right. I can't call in defensive. Who is this? Who is this?
My bad.
She said, who are you? No.
I don't care if this your show. This is Mimi.
Exactly. I'm just playing. Hey, T.
Recognize pimping. Hey, girl.
dang, man. About time.
You got your question?
It's all good. Yeah, I got a question because I know the show about to end soon. Tion.
Yes.
What is your favorite TLC performance?
Wow.
Well, we fans have a whole bunch of different ones, but we want to know, what's your personal preference? What did you like?
It's only the beginning. The beginning of this part when we did the Jackson 5 on MTV, and we had on the black and white, and
yeah,
we had
crazy.
Dun, 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 dun. It went into Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I actually did the music arrangement for that one.
Oh, wow.
But that was one of my favorites because we got to jump down, and I love that Jackson move.
Yeah, that was hot. That was hot.
That was the best thing ever. And other than that, it's the routine I love the most probably would be Dance Too Much Booty in Your Pants.
Oh, yeah,
that was cool. I was up in Mary with that one.
What about
be killing it.
Yeah,
okay.
You kill it. Okay, straight up.
Thank you.
Hat to the back on Arsenio Hall. Love that performance.
You know what?
The background dancers getting it, and everybody was getting it.
You know what's funny? How we look like robots on speed. So fast. And to this day, I was like, I don't see how in the hell I was dancing that fast, that hard, and singing.
I was killing it.
I was like, oh, that must have been when I was in my early 20s, because now I would have been like,
right. Somebody get T-Boss.
I know my mom still laughs at that, because when you get towards the end, I'm breathing hard, and I'm like, hey, ho, you can hear all the breaths in between. It's so hilarious. But that was before, we knew any better. I'm like, you can slow this music down just a little.
Yeah, y'all sound good to me. And just piggybacking off of this, and I'm going to get off the phone because I know other people are calling through. What's up with the spot concert dates? I heard y'all say y'all might be doing that.
People just can't do business right. We're trying. trust me. But people always give you a word, and they don't do the contractual part is so hard. We're going through that now. Promoters, keep your word. Stop lying.
Exactly. I would love to.
Okay, I know that.
Blame
right.
it on the promoters. Blame it on the promoters.
Yeah.
Blame it.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you, Mimi, for your
question.
All
right, thanks. All
bye,
right, Mimi. Talk to you later. And thanks again for the whole blood thing. She absolutely.
Oh,
loved
anytime.
It.
All right.
Anytime.
Hi.
Bye.
All right. So, T-Boss, so we don't want to keep you much longer because we know it's kind of getting over the thing. So, what we're going to do is, real quick, we're going to go back to the host panel and see what D-Money got for you. D-Money, what you got for T-Boss?
I actually just wanted to say, like, I haven't really said a whole lot tonight, but I've just thoroughly enjoyed listening to everything that you've talked about because you're such a real person. Like,
she is. I love it.
It's so refreshing to hear it because you just, you know, you come in and you just act like you're, you know, one of the gang and you don't at all act uppity, and I'm just very impressed with that. That's awesome, you know.
I appreciate so, it. My mom would kill
yeah,
me
awesome.
I did.
Yeah, you were raised well, I can tell.
I have a great mom. So
yeah, I can tell.
Credit Miss Gail, and I appreciate it, but no, you know what? Honestly, I am still the same person I've always been. Only thing that changed was my job, but I think when people say, oh, that person changed, it's not that they changed. It's just that it took whatever it was to show who they really were. So you can't bring nothing out of me that's not in my soul.
Wow. Well, that's awesome, though.
But I appreciate it.
Well, I actually kind of just want to know, like, can you just tell me maybe, like, a cool fact about yourself that maybe people don't know or anything like that?
Anything, I don't know. They probably, if y'all knew me, y'all probably be like, okay, we thought she was cool, but I'm really a hip nerd. I got weird habits. Like, okay, I'll tell you something weird about me. Is that good?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, y'all ready to laugh. Y'all know that, I don't know what it's called, but it's called white cheddar. Oh, it's like smart something, smart choice. It's in a black bag. It's white cheddar popcorn. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Y'all,
they don't sell that making things. Oh, no.
Well, when y'all raggedy tail go to the grocery, y'all look. Remember I said there's a black bag of popcorn. There's only one black bag of popcorn. Starts with an S. Okay, and it's white cheddar popcorn, but I'm going to tell you what I do with popcorn. And the reason I named out this popcorn is they have the big kernels. Now, this is so retarded, but I do weird stuff like this, but I'm going to tell on myself. Okay, you know how when you have popcorn, I bite off the hard part, and I keep all the soft balls in my hand, and then I eat those last. Why do I do that? You know what I'm saying? Hey. I see my friends kind of, you know how, like, people be looking out the corner of their eye, and I open my hand and go, hell yeah, I was biting it off, and I'm saving them. They go, why do you do that? But something about that black bag of popcorn, they have the biggest, like, ball part, and I bite off the little hard part, and I save the balls. I don't know. I like the way they chew or something. It makes it chewy.
Wow.
That's something weird about myself that...
Okay. I love it.
I don't know what the relevance of that is, but I always get the strangest looks in the theater, and I be looking at strangers like, yes, yes, I am saving it, okay? And then I wait until it's all full of my hand, and then I start eating those, and they be like, this heifer here weird, and I be like, take that. It's all right.
Oh, gosh.
So that's something weird y'all can know about me.
No, that's awesome. I think that's really funny. But let me ask you this, like, do you have a favorite, like, album that you've done, like a TLC album that you've done? Is one of them, does it just kind of stand out more for you?
Crazy Sexy Cool, to me, was a classic. I don't like every song on there, but I think the album itself was a classic. And I think,
I have to agree.
Something like
that.
That
was my favorite out of all of them. I mean, I loved all of them, but...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I think that was a classic. So... I don't know if we could do that again, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. All right, my last question for you. What CD is in your car right now?
Mary Mary.
Uh-oh.
That's one of our favorites.
Yeah,
I love It's the God in Me. I want that Sweet Dreams by Beyonce. I haven't downloaded that one yet. And I want that new song from Music Soulchild, Beautiful, but I haven't got that yet. But right now it's Mary Mary. A demo that I did called Gorgeous. Drake mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Lil Wayne and Trey Songz and whoever else is on there that I don't know. Rick Ross, that Magnificent. And I'm not a Rick Ross fan like that, but I like that one song, so don't think I just be bumping to Rick all the time because I don't want to hear all that all the time. You know what I'm saying? And
yes, we do.
Oh, Day 26. Yeah, I have them.
I love Day 26.
You got your head did nail something and walk.
Your walk is off the wall and then I say, I'm here.
Your heels look good on you.
On you.
Yes, right?
So good on you.
Your heels look so good on you, so, you know.
So good on you, so
I like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Robert, yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, you are so funny. I don't like them like that, but
I do.
You know? Okay, Robert. Okay, you got a girlfriend.
No. But yeah, that's my CD too. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that one.
Well, that is what it is. Well, T-Boss, look, you are the boss, and as you say, we're kind of going over schedule, so it's up to you. Do you want to take one more call, or you want to call it quick?
Yeah, I'll take a couple more calls or a quiz. I'll do both right quick.
Okay.
10 more minutes, and then I'm out.
All right, we're going to do two more calls, and then we're going to get into 10 ways you know you ghetto, and then T-Boss is out. So we got a call from, let's see, 619 area code. Let's see.
Lucky caller.
That's right. You're lucky. 619 area caller. Are you on the line?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
This is Isabel Vita.
Hey.
From SD.
Hi. How you doing?
What's
I feel
up,
so
guys?
Lucky tonight. Cool.
Well, I just wanted to call in. I've been on the line for like almost an hour now.
All right.
Trying to get through. But thanks, Will, for letting me through. I just wanted to let you know that, I mean, thanks for keeping it positive all these years. I mean, we grew up on TLC, you know, so we know better. But these kids that are growing up now, they don't have anybody to look up to. So I'm so excited when there's people like Jade that's only 15 and knows about TLC. That's cool to me, you know, because these kids don't have a lot of that music now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm trying to bring it back on my album, so I hope it makes a difference. I hope so. The song's lyrics mean a lot to me, so I hope it does.
Yeah, I mean, your album will sell, guaranteed, because you have diehard fans, and I will go out and buy at least a couple of them and hand it out to my family, and, you know, everybody will know. It's going to sell for sure.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I love it.
Cool. Thank you, Isabel, for your
right.
for your comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, T-Boss, we're going to take another call, and the last call for tonight in the 843. That is in the money area, 843.
Yeah, it is.
That's right, Dr. Alita.
Hey.
All right, let's see, 843, are you on the line with us?
No, 843.
Let me see, hold on. 843?
843. Come on.
Hey, Z-Fly. My daughter, who is 12, can she just please say hi while we waiting on 843?
You know she can.
Yes.
Okay, yep. T-Boss, this is my daughter. Her name is Ty. She just wants to say hi right quick. Right
okay.
quick.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay, I told her, hey, you got 1 second. Thank
okay.
you so much.
That's what
thank
was.
You.
So let's say 843, are you on the line? 843 and 843 area code? I think we lost 843. We'll take one more. We're going to try the 901, see what they're talking about.
It's Memphis.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Mm-hmm, that's Memphis.
Hello?
Hey.
901?
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Can you hear us?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you.
Hey,
T-Boss.
Yes?
I want to say one thing. My brother wanted to hear you. See, you know me, Jalen, from Facebook.
Yes. Hey, Jalen.
Hey, T-Boss.
Hey, how you
oh.
doing?
Nah, this T Boss and TLC, you don't know Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't. You don't know that.
Oh, so
hey, T Boss, because he's over here, everybody wants to say hey, and I got one question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
My daddy, see, he promoting this group. It's called Legacy here in Memphis, and he's supposed to be managing it. And he was setting up the show for the 2 Live Crew. If I let you know you're in that show, don't be. If you gonna come, are you gonna come down to Memphis?
No,
bless
probably
Lord,
not.
Baby. Bless that baby, huh?
You know why? Because I have a lot going on, so right now I doubt it. Not with chasing school and stuff.
Okay.
But I appreciate
it. Okay, I'm gonna send you some reels or something. You got some good reels down here in Memphis. But it was nice talk to you, T-Va.
You too, sweetie.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
All right, everybody. Well, that was it. Thank you so much for everybody for calling. Listen, thank you, Devin, for listening. Sorry for all the people who did not get through, but we had a real hot, fresh, and cool time with our girl, Tion,
yes,
T-Boz Watkins. T-Boz, what would you say, final thoughts to your fans?
I just want to tell everybody thank you for all the love and support. And really, honestly, like, you know, we could have never done this by ourselves if it wasn't for everybody, you know, supporting us and showing us all the love. And especially for me to still be here without working so many years and being out there like that, that you guys are still giving me this love. I love it.
For life.
Thank you.
For life. You raised that.
But, but it doesn't have to be that way. But I will say the fans are a big part of the reason why, you know, I still do this. Because y'all bring the joy back in music, because honestly, like I said, this business is in a space where it really sucks booty now. So, you know, the love and the support, and, you know, when people tell you that you've made a difference, and when you hear that, it motivates you to keep wanting to do it. So I say thank you to everybody for helping me still do what I do.
That's what's up. And T-Bot, for all the fans who were not able to get through to talk to you, where are some sites they can go to leave comments and talk to you, websites?
Well, I have so many IMs on Facebook. There's no way I can. It's over 2,500, 2,800
oh,
some
wow.
IMs. So it's hard to do that. But usually, you know, I haven't been on Facebook as much, but that's where you'll really find me. I don't really go on MySpace or Twitter and all that too much. But Facebook is where you find me, and you can always – go to my website, which is boz-bizz.com. Leave me comments on there, and I always do live interviews, so if you submit questions, I will always answer them in an interview. We usually do them in two parts. And what else? That's it. Oh, and there was a contest on there, and I know I said the top 5 to 10 winners will win autographed picture, but 67 people won, and I'm going to send all you guys pictures. Who won?
Wow.
So that'll be cool.
All right, so everybody, you've definitely been listening to Keeping It Real Hot Fresh. We're going to go ahead to our last part of the show. T-Boz, still stay on the line with us. We're going to go ahead and get into 10 ways you know you ghetto. Now, T-Boz, I feel she's laughing already. T-Boz. Now, see about that. I'm pretty sure you know some ghetto people, so feel free to comment and laugh as hard as you want.
Okay.
All right, y'all, here we go. Number 10, you know you ghetto if it takes you being drunk and hot in order for you to clean your dirty house.
Yeah, that's ghetto.
That's sad. Number 9, it might be understandable to buy plastic plates and spoons to cut down on washing dishes. However, you may be taking the ghetto thing too far if you're trying to buy plastic pots and pans. Now, I'm going to do that.
I mean,
oh, my Lord.
I plastic pot and pans is crazy.
I know, I mean, but you know, but the sad thing is somebody will actually try to go find it and buy it. That's
but who manufactures the stuff like that? I need to talk to their daddy. Like, what the heck?
That is hilarious.
Somebody crazy. Number 8.
I know.
You might Number 8, you might be a ghetto mess if you are the main one complaining about how much of a recession you're in and you're always broke, yet can't nobody keep you out of the Louis Vuitton store.
Now you need to add on Gucci, Prada, shoes, and Jordans. How about that's just ridiculous. Okay? You can
but
have
you
everything.
Know what?
I know people now who's driving a nice car, but they don't have no water at home. Yeah. That's called
right.
misguided, and priorities are not in place.
Right.
No, I
right.
am, man.
You're right, number seven. You know you're right. Hold on. Number seven. You know you're riding in style. You just got some 22-inch rims on your new ride along with some new tints. You hooked it up with a new sound system and got the candy-coated paint job and all new interior inside. The only problem is you ain't got no furniture in your house. Now,
but, you know, you forgot this. But I can go live in my car, though.
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
That goes with the six.
Well, I got me a number. I got me a TV in my car. Number six, you know your pastor ghetto if he's reading from books that are not even in the Bible. Come on, can y'all turn to the book of Tupac? I mean,
wait, you know what? That's called don't go to that church.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, can y'all turn to the book of T-Boz? Okay.
You
number
know,
five.
Yeah.
What T-Boz got a book?
Yeah, but if you read it in church, something wrong with that.
That's all wrong. Number five, you know you ghetto. You know you ghetto if the chains around your neck cost more than your house. And that's a true story. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true. I know that's people true. Like that.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Number four, you know your mama ghetto if she's selling a bag of weed just so you can have lunch money for school. I need to stop that.
Now, the fact is, this is why this is crazy. How the hell she bought a weed, though? She could have gave you the lunch money.
Okay.
I'm trying to double her money.
She had to think
weed.
About it. She had to
how
think about it, dude.
Weed?
Then when she thought about it.
She had to pay for that, too. That's crazy.
Right.
Okay.
Number three, you might be classified as ghetto if you have an iPhone with a pink cover laced with glitter on it. Now you know like that. Who you know like that?
You know what? How about in y'all face? Because now I got one that is zebra skin, but it's pink and black.
Uh-oh.
And it starts light pink all around the hot pink, all the way down.
You ghetto.
It's the hot pink. You know you ghetto when you got an iPhone with glitter.
That is hilarious.
I am not studying, y'all. Just call me ghetto then.
We love you. Number two, you know you ghetto if someone calls your mom a hoe and you do nothing. Someone calls you a hold on. Someone calls you a punk and you do nothing. But let someone try to steal your weed and it's on.
Right.
Ooh, don't mess with the 2020. Twin
you can't
there. It works.
Right.
And number one, you know you ghetto if you're out with your girls having a girls' night out, getting your toes, nails, and hair did. And you have a full mouth of plaque on your teeth.
Ooh.
Now, who are you trying to impress? Look at a mess.
Can I
that's
just
sad.
Add on to the ghetto list?
You sure can.
Okay, you know you ghetto when you don't have enough hair to put in a ponytail, but you grab it together and make a pump. Okay. You know that little punk teeth that stick up like a little finger in here.
Oh my goodness, people! Don't you say nothing.
Don't
you say nothing.
Teeth, okay. If you can't make the L, would make it a ponytail? No ponties. No pon and no ponties.
But what about if you got a pon and then you snap a ponytail on?
Okay, that's better because you're covering up your teeth. You know what I'm saying? So now you have a ponytail. So I don't care if you, you know, you get some horsey, a pig hair, squirrel, but you don't come out with that. Okay?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Please don't wear the pon.
Oh my God!
If you
that
like been what's... walking around with finger waves in 2009,
oh my Lord,
that's not one that came back around. And then it's worse when they have it blue, yellow, green, red.
No way!
And then they glue dimes, quarters, and nickels and pennies in their hair.
No,
you
they
got
don't.
Money in
wow,
your hair, that's not okay.
Wow.
And you know you ghetto when your whole car, like, you know, when somebody wear, like, Burberry or Gucci, you ain't supposed to have the Gucci head wrap with the Gucci glasses, with the Gucci gold toothpick, with the Gucci necklace, with the Gucci jacket and the belt, and the Gucci drawers, with the shorts and the socks and the shoes. And then don't forget the big toe. That's not okay.
And they got all that on Old Net Air at the discount mall.
And them girls with them long, big toenails, whoever said that was okay. They They put that fake acrylic nail on the big toe. Now, it's cool to have the ghetto big painted toe because I'm always have my big toe painted. Yes, ghetto is what ghetto does. But when you start putting acrylic and gel nails on your big toe, you just wrong. That's not. That's worse than ghetto. That's called slum.
What if you hit something, though?
Not, you know what?
Yeah.
Yikes. That's another level to karate kick. People stab into you. Okay, but I'm about to go, y'all. I'm messing around
all right,
with y'all.
Thank you, T-Bob.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks everybody for listening. That was T-Bob. She definitely kept it real hot and fresh. Y'all know she did. We apologize for everybody who could not, you know, get in, get your call in to speak with her. But we do want to thank all of our listeners and all of, you know, all the fans that did call in. Thank you for all the Facebook fans. Thank you, Nathan, for calling in. Everybody for calling in. So make sure y'all keep it real hot and fresh next week. And we out. This is the show, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, SSBN, Z-Fly, Yada, Smoothie, D-Money, and Tori D. We see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace out.